At a recent DeKalb County board meeting, the newest members of the board took their oath.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties
of the office of DeKalb County board member.
Of the office of DeKalb County board member.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Among them is Linda Slabon, who came to politics as a third career. Like many retirees, Linda Slabon used her newfound freedom to do more gardening. She and her partner threw a Frozen-themed birthday party for their granddaughter, but this November, a year into her retirement, she won an uncontested election for a spot on the DeKalb County Board. This is her first foray into politics, and she's been learning a lot of it as she goes.
Probably like most people, I didn't know anything about what the DeKalb County Board does.
But despite her lack of political experience, Slabon's advocacy work in the community as a Unitarian Universalist minister in DeKalb gives her confidence going into this new position.
It's probably partly why I said yes to serving as a member of the DeKalb County Board, is that connection to social justice and feeling that civic duty was part and parcel of serving your community as a whole.
She's been an activist for many different issues over the years, including in 2011 when she helped lead a rally on the Illinois Religious Freedom Protection and Civil Union Act.
We had one of the largest pro-civil union rallies at the Sycamore Courthouse and marched around the courthouse and had, I think, 150 to 200 people who turned out in support. It was a beautiful event. We had 10 couples on the courthouse lawn, and so we're activists.
She was the first ever minister at the UU Fellowship in DeKalb. Unitarian Universalism is a faith group where members gather from all different religious backgrounds. Slabon says you can think of it as sort of like the United Nations of Faith. They were also one of the first religious groups to accept LGBT people as ministers. And it was the reason why Slabon and her partner Tony left the Lutheran Church. She grew up there and went to Lutheran Seminary in Chicago, but knew they couldn't be out if she wanted to be in the clergy.
Folks were not out. There was the understanding that if I was out, that basically those who graduated who were my age or in my class, if you were discovered, you were put on trial and you were defrocked.
In fact, she was in one of the first Lutheran seminary classes that allowed women at all. She was one of about a dozen women with around 150 male students. In politics, the 2018 midterms were a breakthrough for many women, LGBT people, and people of color. Record numbers of each were elected across the country in races both local and national.
I don't know the statistics. I understand that I'm one of a huge statistic of women who ran and women who won in this last election.
Slabon has also been told that she's the first open lesbian to serve on the DeKalb County Board.
That's a good step. Just again, that strengthening of diversity is powerful for all of us.
And the board is currently comprised of exactly 12 Republicans and 12 Democrats. She says that local examples like that can be an antidote to the gridlock and the division that she sees at the state and at the national level. She also finds herself inspired by Michelle Obama's now famous phrase, "When they go low, we go high."
It can be true for any candidate of any political commitment, that you can choose the road of respect.
Once she takes her seat on the board, she hopes her ministry and social work experience will help, especially since she'll be on the Health and Human Services Committee.
So one of the areas of interest for me would be mental health and mental health services. I know that has been in some ways a struggle because in DeKalb County, because we don't have in our county hospital beds that are specifically, or a unit that is specifically for mental health services.
Healthcare in general is another topic she'd like to focus on, having experienced a sliver of the challenges the system can present with her own family.
Tony and I are very blessed, very fortunate people, And my brother had resources, and yet like bam, 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 all of a sudden loss. And, you know, the bills skyrocketed, and I could see how quickly you could, as a family, be devastated and left with nothing.
Her experience as a listener and a communicator in both of her past careers will also be useful on the board. She says that listening is going to be key, especially in her first few months.
Many times when you listen, you'll find that people have said, in essence, what you perhaps wanted to say.
When she was first elected, she received a small gold pin from the county board adorned with the DeKalb County seal. And she says the words that she found at each point on the seal's cross motivated her to serve in her new way.
And if we can each demonstrate service, pride, courage, and integrity, I will feel that I have been part of a strong organization, and I hope to lend those qualities as well.
I'm Peter Medlin.